It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Jimmy Failla.
I'm Madison Allworth.
I'm Bill Hemmer, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Thursday, December 15th, 2022. I'm Eben Brown. Russia's war against Ukraine persists, and now the Biden administration wants to send one of the U.S.'s most prized and powerful weapons to the Ukrainians, the storied Patriot missile.
Russia has threatened quote unquote unpredictable consequences if the U.S. sends Patriot to Ukraine. But let's remember, Patriot is a defensive weapon system. Putin knows that perfectly well.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
If you recall Operation Desert Storm or the 91 Gulf War against Saddam Hussein's Iraq, the pride and joy of U.S. aerial warfare was the Patriot missile. It looked shiny and bright, and it could stop any of Saddam's icky Scud missiles, which, by the way, were a Soviet design. Patriot missiles continue to advance and improve and remain one of the most valuable and effective pieces of weaponry in the U.S. arsenal, and now the Biden administration is making the controversial move of providing Patriot missiles to Ukraine as it continues to defend itself against Russia and its continual escalation of war by land and by air.
Patriot has a really great ability to seek and hit enemy aircraft or missiles.
Dr. Rebecca Grant is a national security analyst and president of Iris Independent Research. She's also the author of Air Power, and she agrees with the Biden administration's move, arguing Russia knows the Patriot can defend against whatever it has. And Vladimir Putin is certainly firing whatever he has at Ukraine.
It's been in service a long time, but it's also been extensively upgraded in the last several years. So it has new missiles, new seekers, and it's been upgraded to allow it to go after ballistic missiles a little bit better and also to go after drones. So with all that, it's still a long range, high altitude, all weather system, and Patriot is still the top air defense in the world. It is the gold standard.
I know we have exported Patriot, even if in a scaled down version, to other countries, but we've been sharing a lot of weaponry with the Ukrainians in their quest to defend their country, and it's been controversial. Is sharing the Patriot missile or the Patriot missile's technology, is it risky for us to do this? It seems like we wouldn't want this to fall into the wrong hands. And we've heard so many reports that a lot of the things that we have provided for them have fallen into the black market somehow.
It's a valid question, but Patriot is not one I'm worried about at all. We don't really give away missile systems. They are on loan. And the Patriot requires such intense training of its Ukrainian operators. I understand they're getting trained in Germany right now. And it's also tightly integrated with a whole host of other command and control. So the Patriot is going to be in the spotlight at all times. There is no chance of a Patriot in Ukraine ending up on the black market. It is going to be closely watched at all times. It's just a prized asset. And you, frankly, it's not useful unless it's tied into the rest of the surveillance and queuing and command and control. So don't worry about Patriot getting into the wrong hands. Ukraine is going to make very good use of that system, as have the other nations we've supplied it to. I think we now have about 17 partners and allies that operate Patriot around the world.
Let's talk about how that works. It doesn't work on its own. No one can just simply, you know, light a fuse at the bottom of the missile and have it do what you want it to do. It does have to be tied into these very smart systems. So how do those actually do the job? I mean, what is the application for a Patriot missile in theater?
Right. To boil it down, this is still a radar guided interceptor. So other systems cue the Patriot to an incoming aircraft or missile. The Patriot also has its own ability to watch for that, just like our Navy does with its own systems at sea. So it watches and then can develop a track of the missile, where it's headed, what altitude it's at, and the speed and potential impact point. It does that very quickly, of course, through software and with the operators on station there. And then it gets a good fire control lock, fires another missile, and intercepts the incoming missile or plane and blows it to bits. And one great thing about Patriot is it's faster, and that footprint of the engagement zone for the missile is a good bit more, a good bit bigger than some other systems. So it is a highly capable system, developed, of course, for using against Russian systems in the Cold War, and has been used in many, many different combat applications. So proven, upgraded, and really, really quite good at what it does. That's Patriot.
Being that it is this top-of-the-line weapon, is there a good reason why we feel now would be the right time to provide it to the Ukrainians? Is the threat against them from Russia escalating, not necessarily just in scope, but in the type of weapons Russia is willing to use against them?
Ukraine needs Patriot to really tighten up that integrated air defense to protect their energy grid targets, and also probably other critical targets. You know, honestly, we're a little bit late in making sure that Ukraine has a really good air defense system that it needs. But the other big factor, of course, is Iran. And reports from Britain, Israel, and others that Iran is planning to sell short or medium range ballistic missiles to Russia to use against Ukraine. And in that case, Patriot is even more important if we see Russia bringing in some of these Iranian missiles and firing them against Ukraine. And given the partnership now between Iran and Russia, we just have to assume that Russia will get those ballistic missiles from Iran and use them. And I think this move to give Patriot to Ukraine now, once the training is complete, is really been hurried up by the reports of the potential Iranian missiles going in.
We're speaking with Dr. Rebecca Grant, National Security Analyst, President of IRIS Independent Research, on the U.S. decision to supply Ukraine with Patriot missiles. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. And there's a report printed now in The Sun that the Russians have loaded up some ICBMs into their launchers that are capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. This seems like escalation to me. That's how I would interpret it. The article quotes Russian sources saying Putin believes the U.S. has escalated, and therefore this is necessary on their part. We just seem to be pulling out bigger and bigger guns in a war that is not so localized anymore based on who's getting involved. And I know that's getting outside the scope of the technical aspects of the Patriot missile here, but there are geopolitical aspects about bringing in bigger and bigger guns every few weeks.
And Russia has threatened, quote unquote, unpredictable consequences if the U.S. sends Patriot to Ukraine. But let's remember, Patriot is a defensive weapon system. Putin knows that perfectly well. And what I hope Patriot will do is help to deter some Russian attacks or blunt them if they come. And then that also means that with Patriot, Ukraine can defend some areas pretty well. And that makes it harder for Russia to launch effective attacks, although I'm sure they will continue to try. But above all, Patriot is a defensive system. And you just have to look at the pictures in Kyiv of the devastation and across Ukraine to understand that, yeah, Ukraine needs air defenses.
These obviously come at a cost. How much does one cost, or how much does the system itself cost, or how much are we providing to Ukraine? Do you know any of those numbers?
I don't think the administration has released the price tag for individual Patriots that are going to Ukraine, or really even if for any of them. It's not a cheap system. It is good for, and it is expensive. But, you know, I would turn that back and say, it's well worth it. I mean, what is the cost of, for example, cost in lives for the energy grid attacks, cost of repairing the energy grid, and of course, cost of not beating Russia? We've got to do it. So this is just a bill that we need to pay. Patriot's very efficient and effective. And I think it's a good system for Ukraine to get. I know the Biden administration is taking this pretty seriously in sending over that top of the line system, but they need to do it in order for Ukraine to get through the winter and keep their morale up and keep their energy grid working. They need a really good air defense, and Patriot is going to strengthen that immensely.
Dr. Rebecca Grant, you are the president of Iris Independent Research. You're a national security analyst and author of Air Power. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.